David, we've been looking at words and sounds as carriers of deep emotions, but if we're going to be honest with our listeners tonight, not all composers or writers are trying to make these emotional metaphors. In fact, Stravinsky scolded conductors to stop putting emotion in his music. Just give the audience the sounds that he put on the paper.
True, Matt. You know, one of my favorite composers, who's also a writer and a philosopher, is John Cage. And he was trying to create experiences that were not purely emotional, but philosophical and intellectual, almost meditations on the question, what is music anyway? For Cage, music, and here I'm putting music in scare quotes with my fingers, was more than just melodies that evoke emotions. He was deeply interested in silence and the music inside those silences and how silence can help us hear and understand things that we couldn't otherwise.
Almost like he's saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sure, I mean, but I also think that Cage is asking us to consider, what is it about music we're so fond of? Let's listen to Cage's composition, Lecture on Nothing, and we can make our own conclusions. As you can see from the text in your program, Cage arranges this lecture on the page with blank spaces, a lot like certain contemporary poets do, so that the performers can compose silences inside of this lecture. So that you can start to hear the other sounds that are going on all around you in this auditorium. And those other sounds actually become part of the performance.